Is it? Hello. Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into a Monday. Well, as far as local sports is concerned, gearing up toward high school season, tons of softball activities, tons of football activities gearing up with school, depending on the system, either 2.5 or 3 weeks away or thereabouts. And, of course, you've got a lot of prep work and things like that going on. It's not official until 2 weeks from today, but you better wink and nudge and make certain that it's about as official as it's going to get coming up there. On the West Georgia front, the kickoff golf tournament is coming up, the West Georgia Golf Classic this Friday at Oak Mountain Championship Golf Club. Very limited opportunities as far as filling out the field available. Get in contact with West Georgia Athletics or check out the details of the website at uwgsports.com if you'd like to be a part of that event. That's sort of the unofficial kickoff of the new athletic year as far as players returning football on that first Saturday in August and just about every other fall sport within a couple of days after that to get the new athletic year underway at UWG. The first day of fall football practice for David Dean and company is 3 weeks from today, and the opener is September 7th in Salisbury, North Carolina, against Catawba. Well, the unofficial second half of the baseball season's gotten off to a great start for the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta now 7 games in front of the National League East after sweeping the Padres in San Diego over the weekend. It got a little dicey down the stretch a couple of times, but still, a heck of a weekend for the Atlanta team. They won yesterday's ball game out there over San Diego, 4-1. Mike Soroka is as close to the real deal as you're going to find, and an outstanding job there by Soroka. And Atlanta will now head toward Milwaukee. They've got a series there, and then they're home for 4 with Washington. After that, Washington in second place. They got beat yesterday. Philadelphia got the measure of them to the tune of 4-3. We're a week away from NFL training camps beginning. Southeastern Conference Media Days are coming up beginning today in Birmingham, Alabama, getting ready for the SEC football season coming up. Always some great sound bites out of that. And one of the great Wimbledon finals ever yesterday, Novak Djokovic edging out the great Roger Federer, considered by most the greatest of all time. Heck, he'd won 8 Wimbledons. He darn near had a 9th, had it on his racket and couldn't hang on to it yesterday. Djokovic ends up with a victory, but it was fantastic. Clearly the two best players in the world, and it was one for the ages. And that's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.